We're speaking to you from the UD Arena here in Dayton. We have an overtime, Southeastern and Fort Laramie. The Fort Laramie Redskins led by one with under 20 seconds to go in regulation. Drew Warman was fouled. He made one of two free throws. And then Southeastern made a rebound basket with 2 seconds left in regulation. Field goal made by Jake Bertimus, leading scorer for this Southeastern club. He hit the putback to tie it. Warman's long 40-footer at the buzzer was short. And Southeastern has opened up the overtime with a made three-pointer by Bertimus to give Southeastern a 66-63 lead. 31 seconds gone in the four-minute overtime. Fort Laramie at the free throw line has just missed two free throws. Two free throws missed for the Redskins, and Southeastern's got the rebound. Southeastern Trojans in the home white, red and gray trim. Fort Laramie the away black. Red numbers outlined in white. Team foul situation, both teams in the double bonus. 3 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the OT. And Southeastern leads by three. Here's a deflected pass, top of the circle. Southeastern gets it back. 25 feet away, it's Colton Spears. Spears hands off to Trevor King. He's fouled by Tanner Rosengart about four steps from midcourt. Earlier tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jackson Center Tigers defeated Miami Valley School by 6 points, 42-36, as the Lady Tigers won a regional semifinal to earn the right to play Fort Laramie in a D4 regional championship Saturday at 7:30 at Virginia Butler. Southeastern has just made two foul shots to lead by five, 68-63, 2:50 to go in the overtime. Southeastern has now scored seven of the game's last 8 points. Here's Tyler Siegel, foul line for Fort Laramie. Little hook shot, no good. He falls down, and he is whistled for an offensive foul. He apparently lowered the shoulder. We couldn't tell from this end of the floor that it's called an offensive foul on Fort Laramie Siegel. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the UD Arena. 2:43 to go in the overtime. Chuck, I believe we are on okay. Yep, I'm hearing myself fine.
I hear you. I said we're loud. I think I've got the mics backwards that they can hear us.
With the basketball, Southeastern up the five. 2.5 to go in the OT. Fort Laramie's got to chase and foul. 25 feet away with... 25 feet away, Fort Laramie's got the basketball. Or I should say, Southeastern's got the basketball. And Fort Laramie fouls. Well, I hear myself pretty well now. Southeastern continues to make free throws in the overtime. Shots up and good. 69-63 Southeastern. Fort Laramie down to six. Redskins have not scored in the OT. Second shot, Southeastern is in again. It rattles home. 2-3 was dropped in. And the lead now for Southeastern is seven in overtime. 2:17 to go. Taylor Rosengart, long three for Fort Laramie. In and out, no good. Rebound Tyler Siegel, up and it danced off the iron. Oh, he had a shot right in front. He was fouled. Almost a three-point play chance. Southeastern nailed him on the arm. Two free throws for Siegel. Fort Laramie down seven. 70-63, 2:11 to go in the overtime. Tyler Siegel shoots, a lot of rim, it's good. Fort Laramie Redskins were up three at the half, trailed by three at the end of three. Outscored 16-10 in the third quarter. But as we walked in, we saw Drew Warman hit a free throw, one of two, with just under 20 seconds to go to lift Fort Laramie to a two-point lead. The Southeastern got a rebound field goal with 2 seconds left to tie it. And we have Fort Laramie guarding closely in backcourt against Southeastern, which turns it over. Walking violation called against Hayden Toops, the 5'10 guard. And with 2:05 left, the Redskins have a chance. 70-65 after two made Free throw shots by Siegel and a turnover by Southeastern. Redskins need a bucket in the worst way. Here's Drew Werman. Dylan Braun, 30 feet out. Dylan starts to drive. Pulls up outside the lane. His arm is grabbed as he's shooting. Clearly a foul on Southeastern. Trojan fans want a travel call. But Dylan Braun's at the stripe. Two foul shots to cut it right back to a three-point game.
Well, they can get it down to a one-possession game. And, boy, they need to do that right here.
Dylan Braun hides the basket. And it lifts the rim. No good. 70-65, Southeastern up the foul. Second free throw coming, Dylan Braun. One, two, three bounces. Shots in the air, looks good. And in with the rim, in and out, no good. Rebound long to left, but Gaston. Gaston got it for Fort Laramie. Redskins still have it. Cross court, Rosengarten, left corner. Out back to Gaston. He darts into the lane, off balance, Jay. Bank too hard, no good. Rebound left corner, Southeastern. Jumping in backcourt on Fort Laramie. The Redskins missed golden opportunities. Two missed free throws. An offensive rebound on the second missed free throw. Shots wouldn't go. And Southeastern shoots the double bonus up five. Still, though, a full minute 41 to go in the fourth quarter. Or I should say, in the four-minute overtime.
Well, it was the extension of the fourth quarter.
Free throw by Southeastern. Colton Spears, he's got it. 71-65 in favor of Southeastern. Second shot here by Colton Spears. A couple of dribbles. It's in the air. Front rim, backboard, and down through. And Fort Laramie is behind the seven again. Here comes Drew Werman up over the timeline. 25 feet away. Gives it up to Evan Burning. Looks inside for Siegel. Cross court, Braun. Long three-pointer. Wide right, no good. Rebound Southeastern. Thrown away. Intercepted by Burning. Burning to Werman. Fort Laramie's got it back. Drew starts to drive. Spin move in the paint. Off balance. Up and in. 72-67. Southeastern by five. A minute 12 to go. Nearly stolen by Burning in backcourt. Southeastern gets it up ahead. It goes to Andrew Lyons, 30 feet away. Foul called against Fort Laramie. 1:07 remaining here in the fourth. Southeastern leads by five, 72-67. Whichever of these teams prevails, Chuck, will be a mighty stiff opponent for Jackson Center at 5:30 Tuesday in the D4 regional at Kettering Fairmont. Southeastern, a very strong team with five starters who can all score.
Well, just watching them shoot free throws tells me they can shoot.
Yep, two more made at the stripe of Southeastern, which leads by seven again. 74-67 in the overtime. Cross-court pass, Fort Laramie. Intercepted by Southeastern to get a travel call. Double dribble. Trevor King picked it off and racehorse style scooted down the floor, but he pounded the ball in the hardwood simultaneously with both hands. And Fort Laramie gets a reprieve. Only 58.1 to go. Redskins down seven. Here's Werman, 35 feet out. Left side, Tanner Rosengarten. Top of the circle, Dylan Braun. He's covered up, can't shoot the three. Inside pass for Siegel. It goes awry. It is intercepted by Southeastern, and the Trojans get a timeout. Timeout on Southeastern. Up to Fort Laramie Redskins, Chuck, had worked their way to over 500. Thanks to a string of tournament victories and a nice close to the regular season. But it looks like Fort Laramie may have hit the end of the line here tonight. Southeastern called a timeout. Possession Trojans.
Well, look at the free throws up there, Jack. 17 of 30 for Fort Laramie. 15 of 18 for Southeastern. We didn't have to see the game to see what happened.
Oh, my goodness. The Redskins have shot 12 more free throws and had made just one more.
Exactly.
Oh, Fort Laramie with opportunities at the stripe all night. We saw only one of two made with under 20 seconds to go in regulation. 1 point lead at that spot in the game. Two made free throws, lifted to three, and Southeastern has got to make a two and foul or shoot a three to tie. As it was, all Southeastern needed was a two-pointer to get the game into OT. The Trojans got the put-back basket late in regulation, and it's been all Southeastern in the overtime. Here's a long pass up the floor. Intercepted by Worman. Worman picked it off, and then a blocking foul on Southeastern. Good call by Mr. Bachman, the referee.
It was a good call, and a really not real smart play by Southeastern.
Nope.
They're ahead.
And Dylan Braun's got the double bonus for Fort Laramie. Last trip there, he missed two. Still a 7-point game. 40 seconds to go. Braun makes this one. 74-68 in favor of Southeastern. Dylan Braun back with the stripe again. Second shot by Dylan on the way. Got it. Bonus coverage here on scorersbroadcast.com. Overtime from the UD Arena, Southeastern Fort Laramie. And we have the Redskins fouling in backcourt, 90 feet from the goal. 3 seconds clicked off, 37 remaining. And Fort Laramie is down 5 in overtime to Southeastern, 74-69. Fort Laramie led 17-15 after one. Fort Laramie led 35-32 at the end of two. Big third quarter for Southeastern, which outscored Fort Laramie 16-10. Trojans led 48-45 at the end of three. It was tied at the end of regulation. Southeastern has just missed the first of two free throws. Second one, a lot of rim. It goes in. 75-69, Southeastern. Redskins need two threes. Half minute remaining. Drive by Dylan Braun.
Short.
Pulls back up on the arc. Let's one fly. Short, as you noted, Chuck. And it goes out of bounds. Hurried shot for the Redskins, who are down 6 without the ball. 27 seconds to go. Don't know if you really had to have a 3 there. You needed points for sure.
Yeah, I mean, a 3 would have been nice, and Dylan Braun shooting is not a bad situation. So
here's Trevor King into the forecourt for Southeastern. He is wrapped up and fouled on the play by Cody Gaston with 22.7 remaining. It's beginning to look like the Southeastern Jackson Center Regional Semifinal next Tuesday, 5:30 at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. That should be a fantastic game. Southeastern, Chuck, is not a big club by any means. Balanced scoring, one inside player at 6'3". Everybody around 6 feet tall or under, but balance. Four players in double figures. 77-69 Southeastern, 16 seconds to go. Here's a reverse layup down low, up and in by Evan Burning. Head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout, 14.8 to go. Bonus coverage here from the UD Arena. Fort Laramie down 77-71, high scoring Division IV basketball game. Unlike last night, Chuck, when Jackson Center put the big time defense on Cincinnati Christian and beat them 46-43.
Well, Southeastern needs to be thinking about defense that they have not seen all year on Tuesday night, I promise.
Exactly. It looks like the Trojans of Southeastern against the Tigers of Jackson Center in a Division IV regional semifinal on Tuesday night. And if Shelby County hopes of getting a league team to the state, it looks like now the Tigers are going to have to carry the banner and be victorious through two more games. 14.8 to go. 6-point contest. Fort Laramie needs a steal and made three. Another steal. 3 more points. It's a 2-possession game. Redskins are a long shot. Here is a pass up the floor by Southeastern, caught on the dead run by Trevor King, and he's nicked from behind by Fort Laramie with 13.4 to go. Colton Spears at the free throw line for Southeastern. Southeastern Trojans, a very worthy opponent for Jackson Center on Tuesday. This was a Fort Laramie team, Chuck, that was playing as good as anybody in the Shelby County League over the last month.
Well, when we got here, they had a chance to win the game.
Yep.
They let a put back. They secure a rebound on that missed shot, and we're probably on our way back home.
Yep. No block out at the very end. Poor free throw shooting by Fort Laramie. Redskins missed over a dozen free throws. two foul shots made again by Southeastern. 7.4 remaining. Long three by Fort Lauderdale. No good, out of bounds. Southeastern's got it backboard. Waiting seconds to fall. That's it. The Southeastern Trojans have cut to behind late in the fourth quarter to beat Fort Lauderdale. 79-71 in overtime. Redskins got very good battling scoring throughout this game. At the halftime break, Dylan Brown, Tyler Siegel had 9 each. Evan Burnham had 7. Tanner Rosengart and Drew Worman had 5 points apiece. At the half, Fort Lauderdale was 6 of 10 at the free throw line. Had opportunities shooting more than 30 free throws in this game. Fort Lauderdale wound up 19 for 32 at the stripe. Southeastern 20 for 24, and that was the difference. The Redskins missed 13 free throws. 14 turnovers to 10. Redskins had 4 more. Southeastern committed 3 more fouls despite the flurry of fouling by Fort Lauderdale late in this game. Virtually dead even in rebounds, 35 to 33. Southeastern out-rebounded Fort Lauderdale by 2. And again, it was the very last stage of the fourth quarter when Southeastern caught Fort Lauderdale to get it tied. A rebound shot with 2 seconds to go. Not at the count at 63 apiece, I believe. So 63 all, and then Southeastern outpointed Fort Lauderdale in a very high-scoring extra session in the overtime, 16-8 in favor of Southeastern. Bonus coverage here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com following the Jackson Center girls upset of Miami Valley earlier tonight. That final score, 42-36, down at Vandalia Butler. Yeah, right now, the Fort Lauderdale Redskins are receiving their district runner-up honors. And then Southeastern will be recognized. Chuck, it was an outstanding season for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins. It's a shame it had to end this way tonight. We would have loved to have seen Jackson Center and Fort Lauderdale collide in a regional semifinal next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont.
Well, it would have been a heck of a game, and there's going to be quite a crowd for no matter what they do, but that would have been a war in the regional semifinal. And there's absolutely no shame in going down to UD, getting beaten overtime in a season where at one point you were 6-11. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, Fort Lauderdale 6-11 at one point in the regular season, and after 17 games, you're 5 under .500. You go 4-1 down the stretch of the regular season. Only loss is on the road to Tri-Village in overtime. So you close the season 4-1 to get to 10-12. Then you win 3 games in the sectional to climb over .500 for the first time all year at 13-12. And the Redskins wind up 13-13, splitting 26 games right down the middle after a very slow start. This team really found itself, did the Redskins. And they are being acknowledged right now, the Redskins are, by the Southwest District Athletic Board. Fort Lauderdale crowd to a right, on its feet in unison. Redskins recognized being sectional champs, district runners-up, losing a tough one in OT to Southeastern. The 2016 district runner-up trophy being delivered to seniors for the Fort Lauderdale Redskins. The 12th graders include Darren Sager, Drew Worman, who is a senior. Also a senior, Darren Sharman, and Dylan Eilerman, a host of outstanding talent coming back. And several underclassmen, Chuck, skilled players who got a lot of experience this year. Again, the only seniors, Darren Sager, Drew Worman, Tanner Rosengarten, Logan Blackman, a senior, and Dylan Eilerman, a senior. Hey, Fort Lauderdale, a
returns, what, four-fifths of its starting lineup. Tanner Rosengarten was starting, as was Drew Werman. So three-fifths of the starting lineup and the entire bench all coming back for Fort Lauderdale. Redskins lose it by 8, 79-71 in overtime. Chuck, let's round up the scoring for the listeners. Redskins bow out of the tournament here tonight, finish 13-13 on the season.
Well, Tyler Siegel had 19 points. They got 15 from Braun and 15 from Burning and 11 from Warman. Four guys in double figures, 6 for Cody Gasson and 5 for Tanner Rosengarten. They shot the ball pretty well tonight. They were 22 of 46. They were almost 48%.
Wow.
8 of 21 shooting threes. They really cooled off in the second half there. 19 of 32 from the free throw line. That's only 60%. If you look on the other side, they were led by, of course, it's somebody, I don't know his name, Bertemis?
Bertemis.
Bertemis. 33 points. And then 19 from Andrew Lyons and 13 from Colton Spears. Wow. You got a guy with 33 and another guy almost with 20. They played some basketball against you. They ended up shooting 42%, 47%, 9 of 19 shooting threes, 20 of 24 from the free throw line, 83%.
It's going to be the Drew Sosby, Brady Wilderbeek duo against the Jake Bertemis, Andrew Lyons duo of Southeastern in that Tigers-Southeastern regional semifinal on Tuesday at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena.
Yeah, Bertemis was 12 of 22 from the floor, 6 of 10 shooting threes, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good night.
Wow. Sensational. Actually, from the field, twos and threes combined, Fort Loramie outshot Jackson Center, or I should say Fort Loramie outshot Southeastern, but the Trojans made almost 50% behind the arc before the game was over, and Fort Loramie did knock down 8 of 21. That's pretty good three-point shooting, but again, the difference at the free throw line, Fort Loramie had 8 more attempts than Southeastern at the charity stripe. Southeastern wound up making one more free throw than did Fort Loramie, although the Redskins had 8 more shots at the stripe. That was the difference.
Well, and Southeastern got 11 more shots from the floor.
Yes.
And that was big, too.
Yes. Yep. Well, we can analyze the stats till we're blue in the face. The final tally on the board, 79-71, Southeastern knocks out Fort Loramie tonight. Again, a superb campaign for the Redskins. Great run, end of the season, and in the tourney. Fort Loramie finishes 13 up, 13 down. Corey Britton, to be commended, he rallied his troops. During the stretch run, Fort Loramie was as good as anybody in the Shelby County League. Having beaten Rushi in the sectional championship, the Redskins falter here tonight. Had a chance to win it, led by 1 point and 2 points during the last 30 seconds or so, which we saw here at Portside at the UD Arena. But to the Trojans, thanks to the 21 points per game score on the year, Jake Bertemis, who fired home 33. He took 22 of Southeastern's 59 shots. Fort Loramie simply had no answer defensively for Bertemis. And that's it. Bonus coverage provided for you tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com from the UD Arena. Our next webcast is tomorrow night from Wapakoneta, 7 o'clock tip time, on the web at 6:40. St. Henry, Lima Berry should be a real scrap. St. Henry wants to slow it down, Chuck, keep it at around 48 or 50. Lima Berry wants to get to 60 as fast as it can.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I like to go see teams I haven't seen this year, and I like going to places that I don't usually do games. So, nice change up.
Yeah, 6:40 webcast time, as I said. The game starts at 7, and that winner tomorrow night between those two clubs, St. Henry and Lima Berry, will advance down to a regional semifinal in the second tilt. The second tilt at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena on Tuesday night against the winner of our first game here this evening. And that was either Yellow Springs or Middletown Christian. And I'm not aware
of who won it. Chuck, see if you can find out. Check and see who won the opening game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Who won the first game?
So appreciative of all of us with us on Scores Broadcast.
I'm sorry.
A host of underwriting advertisers, including American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Loramie on Elm Street. New location, AAG Inc. on Elm Street in Fort Loramie, formerly in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star in Stolly in Sydney, and a new location in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These new underwriting sponsors, Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org, locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris, primaryeyecare.org, 8 outstanding doctors of optometry, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. Accepting new patients, most insurance plans open weeknights and Saturday mornings, primaryeyecare.org. Thanks also to Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulte Company, both in Rushi, two new underwriting sponsors, as well as Sydney Car Care. Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue in Sydney, affordably priced, very prompt. Two outstanding co-owners, Corey Shreves, Todd Brown, more than 40 years of superb automotive workmanship between the two. Sydney Car Care, price just right. Come in and see Todd Brown, Corey Shreves. Tell them you heard about Sydney Car Care on scoresbroadcast.com. Make an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. They will get your car in and out, fixed right the first time. And again, a lot of gratitude to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. The Bluffton University MBA program finishes 2 years, go one night a week. Frisch's in Sydney, hey, what's your favorite thing? John Hip Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his very best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, these Fort Loramie game sponsors all year. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. St. Henry versus Lima Perry, tomorrow night, webcast time 6:40. Don't forget the Versailles girls in Division III advance to the regional championship game against Marion Pleasant. Tip-off 1:30 Saturday, webcast time from Springfield 1:10. Then Saturday night, Fort Loramie Jackson Center girls, tip-off 7:30 from Vandalia Butler, webcast time at 7:10. Chuck, it was Yellow Springs knocking off Middletown Christian.
66-24.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't that be fun to see?
Yellow Springs had one heck of a draw after upsetting Tri-Village down at Troy in the sectional. Yellow Springs had it made. They will take on the Lima Perry St. Henry winner in the nightcap of the twin bill at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena next Tuesday. In game one, it is Jackson Center against Southeastern, 5:30 tip on the web Tuesday at 5:10. And Chuck, that wraps it all up.
We don't have anything to play, so thanks for listening. And we're headed back up the interstate.
Oh, it's been a heck of a two nights. We scurried here to UD two nights in a row. We were able to pick off the final almost 6 minutes of last night's Jackson Center boys victory over Cincinnati Christian, 46-43. And tonight we got the final half minute of regulation, the full 4-minute overtime of Fort Loramie and Southeastern.
And the Redskins falter in the end, 79-71 in OT. It was tied 63-all in regulation. The Redskins had the chances, just missed a few too many free throws in the end. Brett Gish has been our scorer, Broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Glad you could join us tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers victory over Miami Valley. And then bonus coverage of the Fort Laramie Redskins in action down here at the UD Arena. Jack Kramer saying join us tomorrow, 6:40 webcast time from Wapakoneta, St. Henry, Lima Perry.
Okay, Chuck, I'm talking to you. I can hear myself.
You sound good now, and I sound good here, too. I was so loud in my ears.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck the deal was.
Do you need to make... You need to take a picture or something, maybe,
no,
with your phone?
No, it's the same thing. I must have had them crossed.
Oh.
That's all I can think of. That's the only thing. So.
Okay.
That would be fine. I need to, I'm going to put a bug in your ear about next week, not knowing if we're going to do it, but I can't imagine we're not going to have both teams.
Aaron Pleasant's ranked 10th.
I know.
They're going to be formidable.
Well,
everything I'm hearing.
But we know we got one team.
Yeah, we got Friday.
And Friday's the perfect day for me
yeah.
to just get out of there and just take the day off.